Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's game week. It's Wednesday. So the bulk of the work going in. I know Dukes and Bell will be up there. So they'll have Ra on the show and also a
That'll
player.
That'll be live.
Yeah, they're also a player today as they get you ready for the upcoming week going up to Carolina.
Hey, speaking of being places, Dukes and Bell will be up there today. You already mentioned the morning shift at McDonald's on Friday. Yeah. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
All right, I ain't got to do this read.
On Friday as well.
Yes, we will be. Tell about the people about Kennesaw. We love going to Kennesaw. Obviously, we have a great turnout and everything. I expect Tim to be there.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, Tim will be there and a couple other people.
Tinker probably be there.
Most likely. Some of our original luck, you know.
The only difference this time versus last time is
we won't be wearing tank tops. Yeah, won't be wearing
Didn't work.
Yeah,
it didn't work. We tried.
I sure enjoyed that, though.
It was nice. It was nice. And I got to buy a new tank top, which it's always nice to have one of those.
When I be professional, I just wore one.
Well,
I'm not a professional. This is my job, and I like to have professionalism.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, professionalism.
I think you'd be okay if you wore a tank top.
Yeah.
But if the Falcons lose again, then
it's on me.
People are gonna be looking at you.
Yeah, it's on me.
Looking at you, funny.
Okay. All right. Never mind. That'd be on me. Yeah.
Go up to Charlotte and get diced up by Bryce. Yeah,
did we
again?
Ever figure out? Do they fly or they drive the bus?
I would have to think they fly.
But I'm saying they're gonna come all the way down here to fly ball up to fly up to Charlotte.
Ah, maybe there's some place to fly from up there. They probably got a special.
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. Unless they go up where Georgia flies out of, because I don't think the Bulldogs come down, because we used to always have to drive to Hartsfield.
Oh, really?
I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just that's like it's not that far.
No.
For us.
I mean, I've had a connector here to fly to Charlotte before from Miami.
I just think how long's a flight to Charlotte take?
It was like 30 minutes.
Something like that.
So right there.
I could see they probably
won't. We didn't get nothing to drink.
Yeah, they don't even do a service on a flight like that.
They ain't no service.
All right, let's get to a college football corner. Michael. All right. Randy's right. There's plenty of time tomorrow and Friday to talk about the games that are going on Saturday. And there's some fun ones. There's a lot of good action in college football on Saturday. But Dabo Swinney did his weekly press availability yesterday. Obviously, Clemson is off to a not great start, 1-2. And he, had some things to say. Here's some of it.
If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on the way, because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking, is that good? I don't know if that's good or not, to win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory, in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. This is a program built to last, Probably. Always has been, Probably. Always will be. And I would just say, if you give up on us, if you don't believe on us because we've lost 2 games down to the last straight and we're one, you didn't believe in us anyway, so it don't matter. You wasn't all in anyway. If you're all in, you burn the ships, man. There ain't no exit strategy. Like, you're freaking all in. And hey, listen, I mean, if Clemson's tired of winning, they can send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while. I got a long way to go. I'm just getting going. I'm just now good enough to be a head coach. I'm just now figuring it out. So we'll be around a while. Let's hang in there.
Was that a threat?
It sounded like
it. Yeah, was that? I mean, like, I go somewhere else. Yeah, if Clemson don't want me,
right?
I go somewhere else.
And that's like kind of my main big picture thing on that is, like, when a coach has to do a press conference where he threatens various things, that's not good.
Dabo's not going no damn where.
No, I don't think so.
Clemson will never fire Dabo. Dabo has to leave. All right? There's no way they're going to fire him. Obviously, this is just what fan bases do, and this is what happens with coaches. especially as, and we talked about it this past week talking about Tech. He even talked about it. His team has not managed the high expectations good. Well, maybe y'all just ain't that good as we thought y'all were going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy that. I mean, maybe but like if you're saying that and then you lose,
yeah.
You acknowledge.
Yeah, that's
you
what know? I'm saying. Like
you told them the high expectations are getting to you.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't know. I don't know how but often you can.
Dabo. He's coaching, and Kirby's going through it now too. You're coaching a different era when you had your greatest success.
Mm-hmm.
You're coaching a different era of a player, a different time of football, multiple chances, all these different things. You know, the game has changed. It's leveled out to a point where you can't hoard great players because that's how you won the championship. I'm not naive to think that Georgia didn't win their championship because they had stacked damn rosters. Yeah, we did. We got them, and then they stayed. And you have to, now the biggest thing in college football is the retention of talent. You know, and that's why since this new whatever you want to NIL player, you haven't had back-to-back champions.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had this because I'm trying to think when now NIL started Georgia's second title, right?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's relatively new.
Yeah. And so you're in a situation where he didn't embrace it, but he is embracing it because Clemson players are paid.
Oh, sure. Of course. Right?
Yes. Yeah. He went to the portal. He didn't make a big splash, but he got some really good players out of it. And, you know, a lot of us banked on the talent retention that they got from last year, even though they weren't really good last year.
Right.
They were kind of meta like this.
Yeah, we kind of applied the old school. It's not even that old school.
Yes.
It's like 4 years
yes.
ago. But like the traditional way of thinking about college football teams to this college football team, and that's just not how it works anymore. They brought back the most guys. They have this guy. These guys all played together. They did this last year. That doesn't matter. And what I don't know what does, honestly. Talent, period. New, old, whatever. Just whatever teams have the most talent. Whatever schedule you have, the coach obviously has a lot to do with it. But I was thinking about that writing in and thinking about like, all right, how did so many people, including myself, get Clemson so wrong early in this season? And I was like, well, because I was thinking that way. I was thinking about the way that I used to look at, all right, who's bringing the most back?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I know? What quarterback's been through it?
Yep.
They've won all these games and played all these games together. And it just doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-mm.
It just doesn't. Like, it's crazy to say because it should, you know?
You would think it would, right?
You'd think that it would.
Yeah, because
if the other teams have better players,
because it
kind
of worked last year with Ohio State.
Right.
You know, they brought everybody back. Obviously, the quarterback came in from out, but I mean,
they brought the right people.
That's the best thing because everybody talked about how much they spent on that team last year. A lot of it was spent on the guys that were already there,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, I mean, the way Dabo is right now, and they only have, it was a big loss to Tech, but it was only one conference loss. So they're not out of this.
No, that's true. But here's the thing about Dabo and this era and all of that. For me, tell me what you think about this.
I'm listening.
Okay. With some of the other coaches that have elevated their programs to that level, and there's very few, there's a little bit more baggage that comes along with Dabo, right? Like, he does stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kirby's never going to do that.
No.
Saban never did that.
No.
Like, you know, there's just always – because that's not the first, like, time Dabo's done that before,
no, man.
Where he's kind of been sarcastic and a little bit, like, threatening and all that kind of stuff. Long memory. Like, he's done a few of these before. Like, that one was worse.
Yeah, but
– or whatever.
Because you remember the – what was the guy who called it? Was Spartanburg?
Yeah, and he banned that. And like, he's been kind of crashing out for a couple years now publicly with this sort of stuff. So that's part of it. But then, you know, it's also true that it's just not what it was.
And that's okay. No, I'm not saying it's okay.
It's okay for you.
It's okay for me.
It's not okay for Clemson
fans. I'm not a Clemson fan.
Exactly.
So I understand.
Exactly.
I understand the angst behind it because you're used to success. And it always goes to, and it's usually outside fan bases calling another fan base spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Clemson fans are spoiled.
Right.
Well, duh.
And they are.
Yes. Georgia fans are spoiled.
And they
are. Well, duh.
Definitely.
Alabama fans are spoiled. Duh.
Right.
I mean, yes. I mean,
So what?
So
this is what we got used to, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
So,
but that's what I'm saying. But it usually comes from like I'm like, yeah, this is a spoiled fan. But now, I view it this way. I view being spoiled and being entitled two different ways. That's just me when it comes to sports sometimes. But at the same time, like Dabo knows that he's not going to get fired. He knows that them folks in Clemson ain't going to do that because if he knew that he was if if say for instance there was a chance that he would lose his job, he wouldn't have said that. He probably wouldn't have done that.
Sure.
But that won't ain't gonna happen to him.
I do wonder, like
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you're right, at least for I don't know how long it would take. Like, I do think that in the modern era of college football, there's no such thing as unlimited grace.
No.
Like, you can do enough to lose your job. It would take a really long
time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
but, like, you know, over the last 5 years, Clemson has a losing record against teams with winning records. That's not great. That's not a great representation of like, a top-flight program.
Right.
They've won the league, but, like, all right, what have you done when you did it, right? Like, obviously, Brandon Adams made a great point yesterday. They lost all four of the games they played against the best teams they played last year. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're 15-17 against teams winning records over the last 5 years. So they're not what they were. Now, that's also not terrible. They're not terrible. I think you'd have to completely fall on your face for a number of years to get to the level of moving on from him, but it could happen.
Yeah, it could.
I don't know how long it would take, but it could happen.
I just don't, like, because, like, are you going to tell me, because Dabo's going to win 9 or 10 games every single year, Clemson. So you're going to tell me you're going to fire him after just winning 10 games and possibly still getting in the playoffs every year? That's going to fire Dabo? No.
After, like, a decade, maybe.
It's got to be a scandal or something. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't believe that would happen.
Not to him.
Not to him.
I don't think so.
But I'm just saying, they got to be like a scandal or something like that. You can pay the players now, so, you know, and
he's not going to do anything.
He might say
something weird.
But he might say something weird. But think about it. He had one foot out for like 4 or 5 years now, right? Because then he said he would quit the players' way.
Well, that's what I mean, is like with Dabo, this isn't the first, second, or third time. There's been weird stuff that he said that he hasn't followed through with for years.
But I like how he said, though. Clemson won the pilot. Y'all know what you got to do first, though.
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead. Because I will have a job.
Make the check out to Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah, exactly. I will have a job and a check.
I'll be coaching at Virginia Tech next year. Good luck.
For free.
Good luck. You want to do that? You want to call my bluff? Okay. Go over there to Blacksburg. See if we can reignite the fire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.